daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper, John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." When we come to Christ, we will become part of his family. He comes to be with us, the Father and the Son come to live with us. They're part of our life, and they give us the Holy Spirit, who enables us to live this new life, to live as our new family, the Christian family, the family of God live. We develop these habits, these virtues. When you repeatedly think a thought or do a conscious action repeatedly, you develop new neural pathways in the brain. Sometimes this even causes, some scientists say, new grooves in the brain. And these new ways of thinking, this natural functioning condition of the brain that develops, in a best case scenario, develops good ways of living and good ways of thinking, improves our life. But in a worst case scenario, we can have ditches of self-doubt, be stuck in phobias and obsessive thoughts, vices, misdeeds. We can be trapped in negative ways of thinking. Thinking words, "I'm so stupid, I'm so clumsy," keeps popping up in our thoughts. If that happens, then we have a mind groove that's digging us deeper and deeper into a bad way of thinking. But Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So let's pray. Pray to God to ask him to change your ways of thinking. 1 John 5 verse 14 says this: is the confidence we have toward God that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. However entrenched your mind grooves, if they're leading you in the wrong direction, God can change them. If you're troubled with negative thoughts or with bad habits, pray, ask God to change, to renew your mind and start again and dig out some new grooves in your brain. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. Follow me on Twitter at @withpetercooper. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.